Mesechta Avedizara, Daf Ches, 13 lines from the top of Daf Ches and Aleph. In the first Mishnah, the Mesechta, the Mishnah stated, Lefnei Yidin, Shalai Dichav, Mishlai Shiyamim, Asa Lassis Velassim, and etc. And our Mishnah now continues and discusses the actual holidays and the Chagos of the Goyim. And the Mishnah states, Ve'ilu Yidin, Shalai Dichavim, and these are the Chagos of the Avedichavim. And as Rashi states, Das Tzur and Gimel Yom Lefneim, that the din of the first Mishnah would apply to these Chagos. And certainly, as we discussed, Rabbi Shmuel would be Chayil Kan Tanakama, and would hold that it would not only be Asur and Gimel Yom Lefneim, but it would also be Asur Gimel Yom Lachreim. And the Mishnah list Kalenda, Saturnalia, and Kratesim, and the Yom Ganisya Shel Malchayim, and as Rashi states, that Kul Mefarish Pigamara, and the Mishnah continues, V'yem Aleda, and also the birthday of the emperor, and V'yem Amisa, and the anniversary of the death of the previous emperor. And regarding Yom Amisa, the Mishnah states, Divra Ameya, however, Chama argue on Rameya, and they hold that not every anniversary of the previous king or the previous emperor's death would be a chaga by the goyim, but kol misa sheish b'sreifa yesh b'avedis k'chavim. And if upon the death of the previous king or the previous emperor they burnt all his possessions, then that would show that he was honored, and therefore the anniversary of his death would be celebrated as a chaga. However, v'sheim b'sreifa im b'avedis k'chavim, if upon the death of the previous king or the previous emperor they didn't burn his possessions, then that shows that they didn't respect him so much, and therefore they would not celebrate on the day of his anniversary, and that would not be considered. However, the Mishnah now continues that the following days are days which are personal celebrations, and therefore the dinim that we mentioned from the first Mishnah on Masechta would not be relevant. And as the Mishnah states, Al v'yom teglachas ekanoi ublei risai, and v'yom sha'ola b'minayam, v'yom shiyatzim v'beis asurim, v'yikichavim sha'asim mishnah l'binai, eina osa al-yisayayim v'yisay shpulbad. However, on the day that v'yikichavim would cut his beard, or on the day that they would cut their ponytail, or on the day that they returned from sea, or on the day that they came out of prison, or if an Avikichavim made a party in order to celebrate the marriage of his son, and even if they make a personal chaga or a personal celebration, then the dinim that we stated in the first Mishnah are only going to be relevant on the actual day of the chaga, and only for that person himself, and not for the rest of his family or other people that are under his control. Before we begin the Gemara, let us see Rashi, starting with Rashi doing Maschal V'yayim Aleda, and Rashi states, Shel Melech Oysim Kol B'nei Menachusa Yayim Eid Mishan L'Shana U'makriven Zvachim. And the Chacham stated, "Kol mitzvah sheyesh ba sreifa yesh ba avedis kechavim." And Rashi explains, "Sreifa shesarfu lav kli tashmisha kederach hamalachim, and yesh ba avedis kechavim klima oisay yoyim oivden avedis kechavim v'hu lehen yoyim eid, and that becomes a chaga. V'chem nishana l'shana kol yibay b'nai or the bachas geres kol mei b'chuyasai v'chol hanach t'chashvinun hacha chashiv lei v'asav gilmi yam l'fneim." And Rashi continues, "Avo yoyim teglach hazikonai she'in zman kavu l'rabim el kol lechav echo kishemagalech oisay yoyim eid." And every individual makes their own chaga or blay risai kishimisape pa'am habi b'niach blayrus me'achriyav. When they would take a haircut, they would leave a ponytail in the back or megalcha misham l'shana, and they would only cut that ponytail once a year. V'yom shem megalcha isyam aid v'yom she'olim minayam makriz vachem la'vidis kichav maldav shenitzal v'chal hanach eni asa alo isayayim v'lei l'fana v'lei l'achrav t'lei chashiv v'kula hay. And Ayin Rambam and Pirsh Mishnayos who explains when our Mishnah states v'ilu yedin shalav d'chavim ilu achag man is karm. First, what he says, man, it's a night and vanilva malayim, the king kolchag, it's a kol umways, behold, glidless arts, and my oivda vidizara, yechuyu behem, mashazachar. And when the Mishnah stated, kol misa sheish pasrefa, the Rambam has two explanations, and number one, that yesh bakateris, and number two, oisrefas bigda mace vikalov. And the Rambam also explains that the reason for the srefa is to symbolize and to show that no one is ready to take the place of this melech. And regarding blay risai, the Rambam states, who has said, and the reason is, and when the Mishnah mentioned Yom Amisa, so we explain the Mishnah based on Rashi that the only time that this holiday would be applicable is only if the Melech left over a son who was Mamali Mekoymai, but if he did not leave over a son that was Mamali Mekoymai, or it's after the period that his son was already Melech and his son died, then this would no longer be a Chaga. However, Ayin the Bach, that instead of being Gerus in Rashi, Kol Yimei Binoi, he is Gerus, Kol Yimei B'chiyasai, Ayin Sham. The Gemara begins with the memory that we already saw on that Vav and Aleph, and the Gemara states, Amar B'chanan Barava, Kalenda Shmoni Yom Achat Kufa, that the Chaga of Kalenda was a Chaga that they celebrated for 8 days after the beginning of the winter solstice, which was December 22nd, while Sitranura is Shmoni Yom Lefnei Tkufa, that the Chaga of Sitranura was celebrated for 8 days before the beginning of the winter solstice. And as Taisa Jesus pointed out in Daf Vavim and Aleph that these two Chagos did not actually come right after the other, and there may have been a couple of days between them. And Lemaisa, since our Mishnah mentioned Kalanda first and then Satranura, so it would seem that the Chag of Kalanda comes before Satranura. However, Lemaisa, as we just saw, that Kalanda was actually after the winter solstice, and Satranura was before the winter solstice, and therefore the Gemara tells us of Mesimlech, and a way to remember that it's out of order is based on the Pasuk in Tehillim that states, Achav Ekedem Satani, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam as a back and front, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu mentions the back of Adam Rishayin before he mentions the front of Adam Rishayin, and therefore the Mishnah is also in reverse order, and the Mishnah mentions the later Chaga prior to the earlier Chaga. The Gemara continues, Tana Rabbanan, we learned to the Braisa, Lefi Shira Adam Rishayin Yom Shem Ismait Vahilach, after Adam and Chava did the Avera with the Eitz Hadas, then Adam Rishayin saw that the days were getting shorter and shorter, and the nights were getting longer and longer, so Adam was concerned that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was reversing Maaseh Bereishis, and he would cause the world to go back to Sodom and Gomorrah. And Amrani said, Oili Shem Vishvil Shesirachti, Oilim Chashach Ba'adi, that maybe because I did Averis, therefore the world has become dark, V'chazel Sodom and Gomorrah, and it's going back to Sodom and Gomorrah, V'zui Misa Shediktus L'Alayim and Shemayim, and this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant when he stated that it will eventually die, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was destroying the entire Maaseh Bereishis and the entire world. And since the days got shorter and shorter, so 8 days before the winter solstice, Amar V'yashav Shemayim Yom V'tayinsu Tefillah, Adam Rishon did tshuva, and he was mekabel on himself to fast, and he also davened. And then once the winter solstice came, and the days became longer and longer, Kivan Shira Tekufas Tevis V'ra Yom Shemayach V'hilich, and once Tekufas Tevis started, and he saw that the days became longer and longer, Amar, so he realized, Min Hagish Al-Olam Hu, that it is actually the way of the world, and it is normal, and Halach V'asa Shemayim Yom Tevim, and then he went and made 8 days of Yontiv in order to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and L'shana Acheres Hasson La'ilu La'ilu Yom Tovim, and the next year he made both of these time frames into Yom Tovim. And the Braisa states, Hu Kavam L'shem Shemayim V'hem Kavum L'shem Aviz Chavim, that although Adam Rishon's original intent was to make these days into Yom Tovim to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, however ultimately his descendants that eventually will Eved Aved Zara, they turned these days into days that they would thank the Aved Zara. The Gemara continues and asks a question on this Braisa, as Bishling L'manda Omer B'tishrei Nevra'ilam, as Bishleim acquainted Manda Omer that holds that the world was created in Tishrei, so it makes sense that Adam Rishon was nervous, as Yom Zute Chaza, Yom Arichi Akat LeChaza, as from the point that he was created, he only saw the days getting shorter, and he never saw the days getting longer, and therefore certainly he had a reason to be nervous. However, Manda Omer B'nissin Nevra'ilam, HaChaza LeYom Zute V'Yom Arichi, but according to Manda Omer that holds that B'nissin Nevra'ilam, so Adam Rishon already saw that from Nisan until the summer solstice, the days kept getting longer, and only after the summer solstice, which is approximately June 22nd, the days start getting shorter. And Lefidus Manda Omer, so why would Adam Rishon have gotten nervous? And the Gemara answers that ultimately Adam Rishon did not see that the days got so short. And Lefidus Pshad, it actually makes sense why Adam Rishon waited until right before Tekufas Teves, as Lemaisa up until this point he wasn't as nervous, and it was only at this point that he was so nervous that he started fasting and davening and doing tshuva. And the Gemara continues, Tana Rabbanan, that we learned in another Braisa, and the Braisa will once again speak about Adam Rishon. As the Braisa states, Yom Shenivra by Adam Rishon, on the day that Adam Rishon was created, and we know on that same day, Adam Rishon and Chava did the Avera of the Eitz Hadas, and therefore, Kivin Sheshakal of Chama, once nightfall came, Armai said to himself, Oili Shevashvil Shesurachti, Oilim Choshech Badi, V'yachsa Oilim Asov V'vayu, V'zui Misa Shenukslav Ben Hashemayim, and therefore, HaYeshe B'tainis, U'becha Kol HaLayla, V'chava Becha Kenegdai, and Adam made a tainis, and Adam was crying the entire night, and Chava, who was opposite him, was also crying the entire night, and they were doing tshuva. Then, Kivin Sha'Allah Abun Hashacha, and once the morning came, and Adam saw that there was light once again, Amar Min Hagi Shal Elmuhu, so he said, this is the normal way of the world, and therefore, Amar B'hikr Shor, Shekranam Kaidim V'Hasoysav, and he was Makar V'Karb to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this Shor was a very special Shor, as this was one of the Shorim that was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which was created B'Kai Masai, and was created as a full Shor by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates something, he creates it from the head to the bottom. Therefore, this ox's horns were created before its hooves. Shenemen, this is based on a pasuk in Tehillim, as after the pasuk states in Kapitel Samach Tes, pasuk Lamed Aleph, Ahal L'Shem Elokim B'Shir, V'Agadlenu B'Seida, and the next pasuk continues, V'Sitav L'Hashem Mishar Par Makrin Mafris, and this praise that I'm giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu now should even be greater than the shor that Adam Rishon brought, whose horns were created before its hooves, and Ayin the Bach that's Geris, B'Rishon Makrin V'Hadim Mafris, that its horns were created first, and only afterwards were his hooves created. Ayin Rashi, Shekhanoisav Kaid Misal Hasesav, the Amamar called Maisi Bracious become Masa Nivru and Sharam Karna Megudalim, and the Shar was created with its horns that were already fully grown. Vikimish Yatsu Rashi Trila, Nimtsa Kanesav, Kaidamas Lapasesav. Rashi continues, Vititu Lashem, Mishar Par, Amadavi, Vititu Lashem, Trilasi, that my Trila should be pleasing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even more than the Shar that was like a par at the time of its creation. And as Rashi states, Mishar Shabi Yom Shahay Shar, the Hainu Oisu Yom Shinilad, Kedaksiv, Shari Chesavai Ez Kiyavalid. The term Shar refers to a newborn ox or a young ox, Hare Asur Vinigma Kepar, Shu Ben Gimel Shafilu Mikan of Lechasar. This Shar was similar to a par on the day that was born and already had its horns, and it was just like a 3-year-old Shar. The Gemara continues, Amr Rabbi Huda Meshmuel, Shar Shekhov Adam Risha and Karen Achas Haisalai B'mitzray, that the Shar that Adam Risha was Makriv had one horn on its head and it was a unicorn. Shenemet, as the Pasuk stated, Visita Lashem Mishar Par, Makrin Mafris. The Gemara is that how can you bring a raya from this Pasuk if Makrin Tarti Mashma, that the Lashem Makrin is Mashma Lashem Rabim and now Lashem Yachid? And the Gemara explains, Aram Nachma Yitzchak Makrin Ksiv, that since the word Makrin is written Chasar, so you could read it as if it states Mikaren, and therefore we dash in as a Lashem Yachid, this Shar only had one horn. The Gemara continues and goes back to our Mishnah, as Bayer Abmasner, Abmasner asked the following question, Reim Mishasa Kalenda, that if the city of Rome declared Kalenda to be a Chagah, certainly the Isurim of our Mishnah would apply to the entire city of Rome. However, the Gemara tells us, Kala Yeres Asmuchas Law, Mishtabas Law, that there were many cities that surrounded Rome and which were in the suburbs of Rome, that were Meshubit to Rome, and they would pay taxes to the city of Rome. And Ramasta therefore had a Shaila that if in those cities they didn't celebrate this Chagah, the Oysan Yeres, Asuris, and Mutaris, would the Issa of our Mishnah apply to those cities, or would it not apply to those cities? And as Rashi states, V'chala Yeres Asmuchas Law, L'Raimi, Yoidin Anu, Shei Mishtabas Law, L'Raimi, Litan Amas, L'Havilan Kal Sochein, Aval Oysan Yeres, Ein Oysan Kalandra, Miavi Osalasis Velosimam, the name of Hoyle Mishubadis L'Raimi, Yesh Lema Mashin Koinin Akshav, Yavu L'Raimi, Lakrim B'Dei Raimi, would we have to be Choshish that even though they're not keeping this Chagah, but ultimately if a Jew sells them supplies, then they will take those supplies and they will go to Rome and resell in Rome and they will be bought as Takrevis Avedis Kechavim and the Goyim that buy it will be Moided to the Avedis Zara. As Rashi continues, Oymu Torres, Hoyle Vein Mekriven Hain, Vein Yoyim Idzeh Shalhen, or since you're selling it to these Goyim and these Goyim do not commemorate this holiday, so maybe the Issa would not apply. The Gemara continues that it is actually a Machlekes Amroyim, as Rabbi Shua Malevi Omar Kalenda Asur Lakali, and Rabbi Yechid Omar In Asur Leivdel Belvad, and Rabbi Shua Malevi holds that the Issa to do business on Kalenda is going to be Asa in all cases, and not only for the people of Rome. However, Rabbi Yechid holds that the Issa to do business is only going to be relevant to those that keep Kalenda. However, a Jew could do business with those that don't observe this Chagah. The Gemara continues, Tanya Kavasi Rabbi Yechon, that will bring a raya from Braisa to the dinner of Rabbi Yechon, that will be mutter to transact business to those that do not celebrate this Chagah. As the Braisa states, Afal pi sha'amru reymi asa kalenda, v'chol yeres ha'smuchas la mishtabdus la, hi atzma in asura aleib da bavad. This Braisa is exactly like the din that Rabbi Yechon taught us, and the Braisa continues and teaches us, satruluna ukatasim, as well as v'yom gunusu shomachayim, as well as v'yom shahumul chavay melech. The Braisa teaches us that we follow a din like the Tanakama and like Rabbi Shmuel, and the fun of asa and achra muta. And the Braisa continues, v'yikachavim sha'asa mishta lebnai, ein asa ala isayayim v'isa ish, as we learned in our Mishnah. Gemara continues, Amar Rav Ashi, the Rav Ashi states, afen na namitina, that we also see from our Mishnah, like the din of Rabbi Yechon, was sama geris, masisin nami deka, as diktani, as we learned in our Mishnah, yom teglach zekani ublei risai, v'yom sha'ole bay menayam, v'yom sha'asa bay min beis hasurim, and as the Bachi adds in, v'yikachavim sha'asa mishta lebnai, our Mishnah taught us, ein asa ala isayayim bovad, v'isa ish, Rav Ashi's medayik from the Lashon of Mishnah, as bishlema isayayim lafuke lefon of lachav, as bishlema, when the Mishnah tells us that the Issa would only be on that day, so certainly it's coming to teach us that we don't extend the Issa to 3 days before the Chagah, or like Rabbi Shmuel stated, to 3 days after the Chagah, ala Issa ish lafuke mai, but when the Mishnah stated that it only applies to this person, certainly it's pasha that would only apply to this person, as this is a personal Chagah, and therefore Rav Ashi's medayik, as my lav lafuke mishabdin shma mina, and therefore must be teaching us that even if there's a even kichavim that makes a personal Chagah, and he has other people that are meshubit to him, and even though the Issa applies to that person, however, the Issa is not extended to anyone that's meshubit to him. Similarly, in the scenario of Rav Basna, although Rome established this holiday, but since the neighboring cities did not establish this holiday, and even though they're meshubit to Rome, the Issa would not apply to them. The Issa only applies to the people of Rome, as Rabbi Yechon taught us. The Gemara continues, Tani, we learned to the Braisa, Rabbi Shmuel Eimer, Usa that the Jews that live in Chutz La'aretz serve Avedis Kichavim inadvertently. Rashi states, and he continues and explains, Ketzad, and why is this, as Avedikichavim Sh'asim Mishnah L'Benai, as when a guy would make a Suda for the Chasna of his son, and he invited all these Jews in the city, and even though the Jews don't eat of the food, and they don't partake of any of the drinks or the wine of the Goyim, but the Maisa, they go to the Suda, and they bring their own food, and their own drinks, and their own Shamasim. However, even so, as the Pasuk in Kisisa states, Pentechres bris liyeshiv ha'aretz, v'zonu achrei aleihem, v'zavchu aleihem, v'kar l'cha v'alchatu mizivchai, then they will call you, and it will be as if you ate from the zvachim, from the offerings to the avodah zarah. The Gemara is, ve'ima ad ochel, that who said that they're going to have this issue, even if they just come to the party and they eat their own food. Maybe the Torah is just telling us that if they go to the party and they eat the food of the goyim, then it'll be as if they ate from zivchei mesim. And the Gemara explains, amirava imkei nemakra v'chaltu mizivchai, and if so, then the pasuk should just say v'chaltu mizivchai, my v'kar l'cha, and why does the pasuk tell us that they actually called into the suda, and why is it relevant that they were invited to the suda? And therefore, Rava explains that the pasuk is teaching us mishas kriya, that once you receive an invitation, and even if you don't actually eat from the actual food, and you bring your own food to the suda, then it will still be considered that you achlu mizivchei mesim. And Ayin Rashi, v'kar l'cha, and some agurs, mishosha at the karloi, from the time that you received an invitation, and you decided that you'll go to that party, malani al-chalaska ki'ilhu mizivchei, any food that you will eat at that celebration, and even if it's your own food, will be considered that you ate from zivchei mesim. In the pashtas, this din was only stated if the Yisrael ultimately went to the celebration, and he ate something at the celebration, and even if it's his own food. However, Ayin the Seyd Yaakov, which is a sefer on Masechet Avodah Zarah, he explains that once a person received the invitation and he has in his mind that he will go and he will eat at that suda, and even if he didn't intend to eat the goyim's food and he intended to bring his own food, then at that moment he'll be over. And as the Gemara Masechet Kedushin teaches us regarding Avodah Zarah, that machshav is mitzarev l'maisa, and we continue in Daf Ches Amud Beis, and the Gemara states Hilkach, because we just stated that it's us for Yisrael to be mishtatif in the celebration of a goy celebrating the wedding of his son, the goy will be moided to his avodah zarah. Therefore, kol tlosim yomim, for all the 30 days after the wedding, bein amalei machs milula, bein lo amalei machs milula. So if a goy invites a Jew to a meal, and it doesn't make a difference if he said that's because of my son's wedding, or if he didn't say specifically that's because of my son's wedding, but in either case, it would be asar, and the Jew cannot attend the suda. And as Rashi states, bein lo amalei mistamu lula mechavin v'asar, the chol yomei lula makriv lavedis kichavim. However, mikan ve'ilich, after 30 days, amalei machs milula asar, if the goy says, I'm making the suda because of the wedding of my son, then it would be asa. But if he doesn't specifically state that it's because of the wedding, then it would be mutter to go to the suda. And the Gemara is, and even if a goy tells a Jew that the reason why I'm making the suda is because of my son's wedding, so this time frame can't be forever, as certainly at a much later point, the goy doesn't have so much simcha, and he won't be makriv tavei dezara at that suda. Therefore, the Gemara is, until when would the issa apply? And Amar Papa, Mishmei de Rava, Atresi Yachi Shasa, and Rav Papa states in the name of Rava that the time frame is for 12 months, but once it's after 12 months, then a Jew could attend the Suda of a guy, even if he tells him specifically that I'm making the Suda as a Simcha because my son got married. And the Gemara continues in here, so Meikara Me'im Asasa, and prior to the actual wedding, the guy invites people to his home for a Suda. So at what point would we say that even if he didn't mention that I'm doing this as a Suda for my son's wedding, that would be also to attend that wedding? And Amar Papa, and Rav Papa explains, that's from the time that they placed the barley in the vat in order to soak, in order to prepare the beer for the wedding. And this is based on the first explanation in Rashi. And let us see Rashi, Dibel Maschel, Michiramu Sari Basinte, Lasse Sheikha Luyama Mishta. Asinte is a Revish, Shoyim Ben Sarin, Lasse Sheikha. And Rashi continues and brings another pshat, as Lushnachrin, a nice and offer by Revis, that it was a custom that before a wedding, they would take dirt and they would place it into some sort of a barrel, Mizarin Sham Sarin, Kaidim Mimea Chupa, and many days prior to the actual celebration, they would plant barley in the dirt, and then they would bring the sa'irim in front of the chasen and kala when they already sprouted, as barley sprouts faster than other grains. The Gemara continues, how can you say that after 12 months, it would be mutter to attend the suda with the guy, even if he mentioned mentioned that to celebrate the marriage of his son, for Rabbi Yitzchak Breder Mishasha, Ikla Lebea Huay Chavon Lebasa Tracy Yachishasa, but it was a story where Rabbi Yitzchak Breder Mishasha went to the house of a guy, and it was already 12 months after his son got married, Vishami Da'ide Purish Vlayachal, and he heard that the guy was being Moidus Avid Zara, and therefore Rabbi Yitzchak Breder Mishasha didn't eat there, and we see that even after 12 months, it's still Asa. However, the Gemara answers, Shani Rabbi Yitzchak Breder Mishasha, the Adam Chashavu, that Rabbi Yitzchak Breder Mishasha was Adam Chashav, and as Rashi states, Vesamach Mimenu Ayvik Chav Ma'id, and the Ayvik Chavim was very happy that he was able to celebrate with Rabbi Yitzchak Breder Mishasha, and therefore in a Chanami, in that case, it would be Asa, and everything is going to be based on a specific circumstance. And the din that we previously mentioned was in general, after 12 months, we don't have to be Chashish, there will be Asa L'mayda. The Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah, Vikatisim, one of the Chagis of the Goyim was Katisim, and the Gemara is my Katisim, and Amar Yehuda Mishmuel, Yom Shetaseh by Roman Malchus, this is the day that the Romans seized their power, and therefore they made a Chagah. However, the Gemara is, that how can you say that Katisim is Yom Shetaseh by Roman Malchus, but Vatanya, we looked at the Brisa, that there's one Chagah called Katisim, and there's a second Chagah for Yom Shetaseh by Roman Malchus, and therefore Katisim can't be Yom Shetaseh by Roman Malchus, and Amar Yehuda Shtei Tisis Tafsir Remi, and Rabbi Yosef explained that there were actually two times that Rome seized power, and Achas be made Cleopatra Malchusa, and one was during the times of Cleopatra the queen, and one is the time that they seized power during the time of the Greeks. And Rashi, Yom Shetafsa by Rami Malchus, Shenuchum Um Yavonim, Vinatzchum Um Malchu B'chol Oilam, and be made Cleopatra Malchusa, Shel Alexandria, and she was the queen of Alexandria, Kedamaba Pelus Bim Sechznida, Vinuchum Rimayim Ima, Vinatzchu, Vitafsu Hema Malucha, and they grabbed on and they seized onto the power and onto the kingdom. The Gemara now continues and tells us a story as to how Rome actually conquered the Greeks and they seized their power from the Greeks. And the Gemara states, the Chiyasa Rav Dimi Amar, as Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he stated, Tlosin Atrein Krave of the Remoi B'hadi Yavani V'lo Yachlu, that the Romans actually had 32 battles with the Greeks and they weren't able to vanquish them. Abde Shetfinu Lo Yisrael Badayu, until they made a deal with the Jews and they became Shutfin with the Jews, and the Romans were then able to conquer the Greeks. The Gemara tells us that the Jews and Roman made a pact, V'hachi Astun Badayu, and this is the terms of the conditions of the pact. The Romans stated, Iminon Malchi Minaychu Hafrachi, and Iminaychu Malchi Minon Hafrachi. If ultimately we actually get to be the kings, then the Jews will be the governors, and the Jews become the kings, then we will be the governors. And once the Romans and the Jews had this treaty, so V'sholchlu Ramayli Yavani, the Romans sent the following message to the Greeks, Ad Idna Avidna Bekarva Hashin Navabedina, until now we were doing battles with each other, but let's now decide this issue between us based on din. And they asked them, Magolius Fevin Taiva, Ezim Mehen Yasubasis Lachaberai, that if one has a pearl and he also has a precious stone, then which one should be made as the setting for the other one? And Shalchalhu, and the Greeks sent back to the Romans, Magolius Levin Taiva, that certainly the pearl should become the setting for the precious stone. Certainly a diamond is more chashiv than the pearl, and therefore the pearl becomes the basis for the diamond. The Romans then asked, Evin Taiva Ve'inach, that let's say someone has precious stones and he also has a ruby, which is even more precious than the precious stone. Once again, the Greeks responded, that certainly the stone that has less value will be the basis and the setting for the stone that has a greater value. The Romans then asked, if one has a ruby and one has a sefer Torah, then which one should be the setting for the other and which is more chashuv? And once again, the Greeks responded, that certainly the einach is less chashuv than the sefer Torah. Even the Greeks understood the chashivas of the Torah. Once the Greeks already admitted that a sefer Torah is more chashuv and more valuable than the most precious of stones, so shalchalhu, so the Romans sent to the Greeks, imkin and non sefer Torah gabon v'yisrael badon, and in some agaris yisrael badon v'sefer Torah gabon. Since we have joined forces with the Jews and the sefer Torah is by the Jews, therefore certainly we should win over the Greeks, as certainly we are more chashuv than you, and therefore we should take control. Gemara tells us that kafalu, that based on this argument, Romans were able to vanquish the Greeks. L'maisa, the Gemara previously stated that the Romans made a treaty with the Jews, and the Gemara tells us the outcome was that Esav v'Shishnin kamalu b'menusa b'adi Yisrael, but mikam ve'ilich ishtabdubu, that for 26 years the Romans actually kept their treaty with the Jews. After that point, they broke their treaty and they actually were mishtabed the Jews. And the Gemara will now continue and discuss two psukim in Pashas Vayishlach where Yaakov and Esav meet, and Esav says to Yaakov, "Vayoyim minisav v'nilcho ve'elchon ledecho, that let us go and travel together." But Yaakov responded to Esav, "Yavod no adoni lefnei avdoi, v'ani esnal le'iti l'regla ha'mlocha shelofanai, l'regla yaladim ala she'ovo yaladoni se'ira." Our Gemara continues, "Meikar my darish v'l'besayif my darish," that what was the havmin of the Romans to keep this treaty with Klal Yisrael, and why is it that at the end result they didn't keep the treaty? And the Gemara explains, as Meikari Darish, as originally they dashed, that the Pasuk states that Esav said to Yaakov, Nisav and Nelchav Elchon Agdecha, and therefore they felt that the destiny is that Yaakov and Esav will both be on the same level, and therefore they made a treaty. However, we'll be safe, Darish, but then they saw that the Pasuk states, Yava no Adoni Lefnei Avdoi, and prior to Mashiach, Esav will always be in front of Yaakov, and Esav will be stronger and be the leader over Yaakov. And Ayin Rashi, who points out that since the Pasuk states, Yava no Adoni Lefnei Avdoi, and therefore they will Mashab Klal Yisrael, and Rashi explains, Derech Hasah Lahalich Leponim, that he will go first, and he will not be in back. And the Gemara continues, Esav Mishishnin, the Kambam Nusar, Bahad Yisrael, Minolon, that how do we know that the Romans actually kept this treaty for 26 years? And the Gemara will now bring a story that we previously saw in Masechta Shabbos, and the Gemara will not complete its raya until Daf Tesa Min Aleph, and we will learn the raya once we learn Daf Tesa Min Aleph. As the Amar of Kana, Rav Kana taught us, Geshechol Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yisi, when Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yisi got sick, so Sholchule Rabbi Amalanu Shnayim Mishleish Dvarim Shemat Lanu Mishum Anavicha, and the Chacham sent a message to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yisi, and they asked him, Rabbi, please tell us over two or three things that you already previously told us in the name of your great father, Rabbi Yisi. The Gemara continues, Amalhu, and some agur Sholchlu, the Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yisi sent the following message, and he told them the following three ideas. As number one, Meir Shmuel Shana Kedem Shnech Rabbis Pashtu Machser Rishon Al Yisrael, that 180 years prior to the Churban of Bayis Sheni, Romans already started ruling over Klal Yisrael. Number two, Shmuel Shana Avlechar Rabbis, that 80 years prior to the Churban of the Bayis Sheni, Gazer Tuma Eretz Amim Vaklis Chukas, that was the time that Rabbanim made Gzira that Eretz Amim is Metame, and that glass kelim can become Tame. Finally, number three, Abam Shana Avlechar Rabbis Gol Sanhedrin, that 40 years prior to Churban of Bayis Sheni, then the Sanhedrin went to Golos, and the Yashvala Bechanos, and the first stop they made in Golos was they went from the Lishkas HaGozes into a place on the Harbayas called Chanos. The Gemara continues and asks, L'may Hilchasa, was the relevance of the memory that he stated of Abam Shana Adlai Chorv Abayas, Golos Sanhedrin, V'yashvala Bechanos? How does this have any halachic significance? And the Gemara answers, Amar Bitzur Bavdimi, Leimash Leidano Dine Knasseis, that from that point forward, the Sanhedrin were not able to judge Dine Knasseis as they were no longer in the Lishkas HaGozes. The Gemara asks, Dine Knasseis Sakadaitach, that you really have a Havmina, that they no longer could judge Dine Knasseis since they were not in the Lishkas HaGozes. The Gemara will now bring the story that we already saw in Masechta Sanhedrin, but the end result will be that we will see that Dine Knasseis continued way after Churban Bayis Sheni. Certainly you could judge Dine Knasseis even if the Sanhedrin is out of the Lishkas HaGozes as long as this is Musmachim. And as the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yudam Rav, Rabbi Yehuda taught us the name of Rav, Bram Zachoyis Ish Latoiv, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba Shmai, that you should remember this person for good, and his name is Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, Shel Malihu Nishtachu Dine Knasseis Misol, as if not for Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, then the entire dinim of Knasseis would have been forgotten from Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara is, Nishtachu Ligrisinu, if it would have been forgotten, then all we have to do is relearn it. And the Gemara states, El Batlu Dine Knasseis Misol, but if not for him, then the Dine Knasseis would have been bottled from Klal Yisrael, as there wouldn't have been any Mismachim, and the only way to have Dine Knasseis, only from Dayonim, that are Mismachim. The Gemara continues and tells a story about Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, Shagazu Machas Rishar Gzira, as the Romans made Gzira, that anyone that gives smicha will be killed, and anyone that receives smicha will be killed, and any city where the smicha is performed will be destroyed, even the 2,000 feet around the city will also be uprooted. Therefore, there was a danger that smicha would not continue, and Ma'as Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, and what did Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba do? Holach v'yasha bein shnei harim gedolim, bein shnei hayaros gedolos, bein shnei trumim shabbos, bein ushal shafram. So he went into an area that was between two large mountains and between two large cities, and he was also in an area that was outside the trum of both of these cities, and he was between the cities of Usha and Shfarim, and he did this in order to make sure that no cities would actually be destroyed. Misamach sham chamisha zakenim, and he gave smicha to five zakenim, Ramei, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar ben Shmua, Rabbi Avya Moisef Afram Nechemya. Rabbi Avya is that he gave smicha to a sixth person, and that was Rabbi Nechemya, Kivan Shekiyo Bem Oivim. And once the Romans found out about it, and they were coming after this group, Amar Lehem, so Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba said to these Zakenim, Bonai Reitzu, that you should run away and you should escape from the Romans. And Amar Loi, however, they responded to him, Rabbi Va'atam Atay Alecha, and what will be about you, and how can we leave you? And Amar Lehem, and he said to them, Reini Muta Lefneim, Ke'evan She'in Lehoivchen, I will stay here and I'll be like a rock in front of them, and they won't be able to overturn me, and this way you'll be able to escape. The Gemara tells us, Amru, that there's a Kabbalah, Leizaz Misham, Ashin Natsal Gufay, Shleish Meis Lunia Shabazah, The Roman soldiers came and they weren't able to get past Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava until they shot him with 300 iron spears and they made his body like a sieve. And ultimately we see from here that certainly Dine Knosses continued well after Bayesheni and well after the Sanhedrin went to Golos and left the Lishkas HaGozes, because this question, so Amar Nachman Yitzchak, or Nachman Yitzchak explains that in Chenami the Nafkamino as to Abom Shona Ad L'Chor HaBayis Golos Sanhedrin V'yoshful HaBechanos is Loi Tema Dine Knosses El Shalei Donu Dine Nefashes, that once they left the Lishkas HaGozes they no longer judge Dine Nefashes. And the Gemara explains that my time and was the reason that they didn't want to judge Dine Nefashes any longer. And the Gemara explains Kiven the Chazur the Nefishulu Reitzchen, that once the Sanhedrin saw that there were many murderers amongst Kal Yisrael, however V'Loyachli LeMeidan, as since there were so many murderers, so even all the Bati Dinim of Chaf Gimel Dayanim all throughout of Eretz Yisrael were not able to keep up with the demand and were not able to judge them all. And Amru, and therefore the Sanhedrin stated Mutav Nigle Memakon LeMakayim Kehech LeLechayvu, it's better that we should leave the Lishkas HaGozes, and this way these people will not be Chayim Misa, as it's impossible to judge Dinim Fashreis. The Sanhedrin is no longer in the Lishkas HaGozes. And the Makar for this is a Pasuk in Pasha Shaftim, as the Pasuk states V'asisa Piyadav Ashi Gidol Lecha Min HaMakom Ahu Ashi Yivcha Hashem V'shemat Lasses K'chol Ashi Yerucha. And we see from this Pasuk HaMakom Goyim, as Rashi explains L'chayiv HaNidon V'im Einam Shom Lo Yudainu. Rashi is bothered that maybe one Sanhedrin is not a Lishkas HaGozes, so we shouldn't be able to judge Dinim Knosses or Dinim Mamnitz either. And therefore Rashi explains V'haikra B'dinim Fashes Kai, that this Pasuk is referring to Dinim Fashes, as two Pasukim prior to this the Pasuk states Ki Yipolim Chadov La Mishpat Bein Dom L'Dom Bein Din L'Din Bein Nega L'Nega Divri Rivois B'Shirecha V'Kanto V'Lisa L'Makayim Ashiv Chashem Al Kechaboy. That Pasuk is referring to a Zakim Amre who is Chayiv Misa. And when our Gemara discussed the story about Adam Rishon, so the Lashon HaGemara was Amar that Adam Rishon stated Oyli Shem B'Shvil Shesurachti Oylim Chashch Ba'adi V'Chayzul L'Toyu V'Vayu. And the Rajbe is bothered that how could it be that Adam Rishon, who was created B'Tzelem Elokim, and he was Mali Chachba Kemal Chalikim, that he would make such a mistake. And he explains V'Shem M'Techetoi V'Anovav Nitro V'Daitoi, and then states V'Im Mishimim Ba'agada. And let us see the top tesis on Nafchesam Abay Dimim Ascho Mechiram Usari Basintei. And he brings down the first pshat of Rashi Lahatlo Sheikha, and he is V'Kosha the B'Chol of Talmud L'Mitzino Shei Oisin Sheikha Mis'erin El Mitmarim Oy Mikishos Ayin Shom. And Taisa continues in Diva Masel Katisium, Oima Rab Shmaya, Beloshin Yavinu, Tafis Tfisa Shtayim, Kurt is Loshin Tfisa, and Visim is Loshin Shtayim, Upirish, Duratzloima Tfisa Shnia, that it was the second season. And Venicha Hoda Carminal Kamon, Katisium, Vyam Shatosu Raimi Malchus, Vahi Purusha, Katisium is Tfisa Shnia, Vyam Shatosu Malchus Burushaina, Ayin Shom, and Ayin Taisa Diva Masel Elosh Loidonu Din and Fashais, and we already saw this Taisa multiple times in Shas, and Taisa points out Vim Taima Vaminum Perk Elon Irish Mishakur Bisamigdash Aval Pisha Batlu Dalamises Din Dalamises Lenis Batlu and Mishnah Schaya Skila will fall off of a building, etc. Taisis is bothered Vamai Noka Mishakur Bisamigdash Vafilu Memshana Bifnea Bais Lodon in the Vashais, and Taisis answers Vishlema and Mikal Mokaim Sharayan Serk Shah Hoyhuizen Alishka Vidon and Sham and Ayin Rashi Lagabi being done Din Eknosais. And Rashi states, for example, Einus Mufato or Shleshim Shalevet Nasa Torah Kitzba Achas LeYakov LeZeilel, and the Gemara's having it was Achash LeYashvu B'Lishkas HaGozes LeDonu Batlu Dine Knosses D'Chsir B'Tashlumei Kefel Shu Knas Asher Yishino Lehim D'Hainu Mumchim B'Smuchim B'Shem Rebbe K'Raminu B'Sanhedrin U'Mishe Enu Samach Enu Don Dine Knosses. And Ayin Taisis that at the end of our Gemara we stated Melami Shem Mokum Goyim, and Taisis bothered Vim Toima V'Yushleim Narmi Ikri Mokum L'Gabi Achilles Kotchum U'Maisi Sheni as D'Chsir B'Mokum Hashiv Chashem, and Taisis answers V'Yushleim Ma Gabi didn't fashion like Ukri Mokoim, Elishkaz of Gozes, Shoisa Chetsu Bekoidish, Vechetsu Bechol. And Taisa continues that what is the reason that there's a requirement to have an even greater Kedusha than the Gate of Sanhedrin, and even more than Achilles Kachim Kalim and Maisa Sheni? And Taisa explains, Behind Taimah, Mishun to be in and Sanhedrin, Samach Lashkina, Vahinami Aminon, Kalamai Medai and Shane Hagen, Kilu Nota Shere, Itzum is Bear, the Siv Shaved and Shaitrin, Titan Lachab Chal Sharecha, the Samach Lay, Lysita Lacha Shere, Itzum is Bach Hashem. And Taisa continues the fika gol of Yashu b'chnos afal pishchnos atzmai hoye b'har bayis. However, mikol mokaim lohi samach l'shchina kolish hagozes. And Ayin Taisis that since this pasuk discusses the zakim amrei, so maybe this din only applies to the misa of zakim amrei and not to other dal misas. And Ayin Taisis, and we will stop over here.